Ladies and gentlemen, my carpet guy, Joe Zago. How are you, Joe?
Great. How you doing?
Good, man. Hey, thank you so much for taking time out. I wanted to talk to you because we've noticed what you've been doing since all this coronavirus hit the Motor City. I'm pretty sure you were the first person I saw that put up billboards telling everybody to stay strong and being supportive. And then last week we saw what you were doing where you were setting stuff out. That was in St. Clair Shores, right?
The masks and the gloves and toilet paper and stuff.
Yeah. Was that just tell everybody what you were doing? Because I thought it was fantastic, Joe.
Well, we had we normally, my company, the Carpet Guys in Basement Waterproofing in Michigan, used to go around with bags and put them on doorknobs that had oranges in it. And it would be a cute little note saying, "Aren't you glad we stopped by?" And we gave them a nice scrape or just some marketing material, basically. But since we were, things obviously came to a halt, I had probably, 500 oranges that were going to go bad in a couple of weeks. And so I didn't want them to go to waste. And I had a bunch of masks and we had a ton of toilet paper because, you know, we have 100 people in our office and no one's working. So I figured, I saw the craze on Facebook about how it was impossible to get toilet paper and stuff. And I've only got one butt. So I figured that we'd be able to share the love, I guess.
Now you put those out there. Did they all get picked up?
Yeah, real quick.
Good.
I put them in some of the pavilions in Veterans Memorial Park, and I went around. I did a lot of the neighborhood close to my home, and Veterans Park's not too far from me, so it was starting to get dark. So we put everything that was left over, a lot of bags. I'm not sure how many, but we had face masks in there because those are very hard to get, and I luckily had a supply of those, and just a whole bunch of stuff. And we've really been focusing on not just trying to help our local community, but I recognize that there's going to be a real big problem, not just with my business, but every Michigan business, any small business is going to be faced with a lot of financial hardship and challenges. So we also created a thing called The Glove. It's called theglovemi.com. It's a site where it's encouraging Michiganders to help support local Michigan businesses, as opposed to going to like the big national fast food places or coffee places or box stores or whatever it may be. We're really encouraging people to shop Michigan owned businesses. You know, if you go to a grocery store, go to Meijer. It's a Michigan business.
Yeah.
You know, it keeps Michigan money here in Michigan, help, get our economy back on track as quick as we can.
TheGloveMI.com, right? Again, that's the website.
Yes.
Got it. Okay. Yeah. And I know, Joe, so, we're doing tomorrow, we're actually doing a webinar like at 10 a.m. We got the Great Lakes head of the SBA to do a webinar for small businesses,
what you
were talking about. So he's going to walk us through all the forms and the applications and everything you need and all the contact stuff. So, yeah, but we got you can go to WCSX.com and sign up there. It's totally free, 10 a.m. tomorrow. But you've been an example to me, Joe. Somebody just steps up. And I'm not saying that because you're on. I've been talking to you on social media and sharing what you post. What have you learned from this? What is your takeaway from all this as a community?
Count your blessings. We take so much for granted every day. The little things that we, being able to hug somebody, I have to visit my son through a glass door. It is, he's got severe asthma, so he's staying with his mom in Oxford and they're not coming out of the house. And, when I would be working at home on my computer and he would say, "Hey, look at me, Dad." And I'd say, "Hold on a second, Giovanni, I got to finish this and then I'll come, play with you." Like I would do anything to be able to hug that kid right now, and, just the little things that we take for granted that are really so big that we just are so accustomed to, people that go to the gym, they can't go to, go on a public treadmill. There's so many things that we just can't do, human interaction is huge, all the little things. I mean, we take for granted that we have clean running water. I mean, most of the world doesn't have that.
What's the old Joni Mitchell line? You don't know what it's got. You don't know what you got till it's gone.
Absolutely. Yeah. And this is really a great awakening. And realistically, there's a million things we can complain about, but this has really been a chance to reflect on all the things that we can actually be grateful for. And we can make this not necessarily into a bad situation, but yeah, it's going to be tough. We can spend this time with people that we care about, people that we love inside our home. We can spend time to go for a walk. People in LA don't have smog right now. Isn't that great?
It's crazy.
There's a lot of blessings in this thing too, so.
Well, Joe, is there anything that we can do to help as well? We'll obviously get the website out there, theglovemi.com. You got to shop local, man. And what you guys are doing, we love the boards and everything you're doing with Carpet Guys and the message that you're spreading out personally. If you're going to make another run, if you want to get some fruit and some toilet paper and stuff for your community, and I'm in. Let's figure it out.
Let's do it. I'll do it with you.
Okay. Done. We'll do it, man. Joe Zago here, man, and CarpetGuys.com, of course. The owner of that. When we're all done, you're going to come tear up my basement because my cats have decided for the coronavirus, they're going to pee everywhere. So.
Yeah. Gosh, yeah. Okay.
I love cats. Yeah. Joe, man, stay safe. Give all the best to everybody there. It's working, and with the Carpet Guys, we'll get everybody back to work soon, man. And keep that message coming because we do notice it. We appreciate it.
Thank you so much. You know, on the glove, people that, you know, they don't have to necessarily be business owners that go there. If you know of a local business that's in the area that you just like going to, whether it's your dry cleaner or a florist or whatever. You know, those businesses are going to be struggling when we're back up and running. You know, go on there. There's an easy spot where you can hit a little green button and tell us about your favorite business, and we'll do the footwork, and we'll put a link up there.
Okay.
You know, we'll get a description, and each of those businesses will have their own page, and we'll help try to drive them traffic. So we're going to do everything we can. In fact, I even listed some other flooring companies on there yesterday. They were normally my competitors, but realistically, I mean. We just got to help each other right now. You know,
amen.
I mean, it's not about buying from the Carpet Guys. It's about supporting any local Michigan business. Instead of going to Starbucks, go to the mom and pop coffee shop. I mean, that's a really big thing right now. Help these local Michigan business owners.
My buddy David owns the butchery over in off Telegraph, and that's where we get our stuff. You know, local guy, and you, like just what you said, Joe. You got it. You got to do what you can and keep your money here in the Motor City.
Yeah, go online and just theglovemi.com and just put the link into the website, and we'll do everything from there. We'll take care of it for you.
Okay. Our producer's trying to put in his favorite strip clubs. He's put Pazookies in 8 times. Is that okay?
I don't think those things are going to come into existence. I don't think there's going to be a light switch on the 30th that they hit and everything's back to the way it used to be. I mean, I think stadiums and things like that, they're not going to open those things up. They can't. I mean, if what the governor's saying is correct, where one person can infect 40 without even knowing it, it'd be foolish for people to get that into that, you know, to pile that many people into a local place. I mean,
well, you know, if they're talking about the Tigers playing in front of an empty, if the Tigers are playing in front of an empty and no fans in the stadium, that's different because
they've been doing that for years.
Right. Yeah. That's what I'm saying. Yeah. It's not a big stretch. So, all right, Joe, hey, you stay safe. We'll talk soon. And theglovemi.com is awesome. I'm serious. Let's figure out some of St. Clair Shores. You got my info. We got your number now. So we're going to bug you.
Sounds good. Shoot me a text and I'll come join you. We'll do it.
Done. Let's do it. Be well, Joe.
All right. Bye.